from Luke chapter 13, verses 10 through 17. On a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who had been crippled by spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, the synagogue ruler said to the people, "There are 6 days for work. Come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath." The Lord answered him, "You hypocrites, doesn't each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it out to give it water? Then should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 long years, be set free on the Sabbath day from what bound her?" When he said this, all his opponents were humiliated, but the people were delighted with all the wonderful things that he was doing. These are our scripture readings for today. Amen. When, at the beginning of the week, I first read those scriptures, I was sure that I was going to be talking about what bound that woman. But as the week went on, I found out, no, I actually am going to tell you my call story this morning. But part of my call story contains being bound by something. For several years, it's going to be one of those Sundays, I can tell. For several years, after my mother died, I left the church. I was very angry with God because he hadn't answered my prayer the way I wanted it. And during that time, my sisters would ask me to come to church. My father would ask me to come to church. And I always had an excuse. Until one day my sister called me on Mother's Day and said, "I think you need to come to church with me this morning. I think you'll like the preacher that we have." Well, I went. Grudgingly, but I did go. And she was right. There was something about that preacher that touched me. And I started going to church. Not regularly, but I went. And pretty soon, I was actually in the pews every Sunday morning. Before that preacher left our church, before she was transferred to somewhere else, she baptized me. And from that day forward, I started being more involved in the church. I became a lay speaker, a lay leader. I was the secretary. If we had something going on, I would be as involved as I could with working full time. I became what was known as a lay speaker because our pastor had been sick for a few months, and there were some times we never knew who was going to show up to preach until we got there Sunday morning. And that's a helpless feeling. And I decided it's not going to happen again. I'll become a lay speaker, and then I know who will be here. And as I filled in, the people in my congregation, my friends and my family, kept saying, you need to do this. You need to go further. And this is where the bound part comes in. Because Satan was sitting here saying, No, they don't know what they're talking about. They're your friends. They're your family. These are the people that you see. Of course they're going to tell you you need to go further. You don't want to do that. And I believed him. I listened. And one of the reasons I listened, I know, has become apparent to you all that I'm a little emotional. Sometimes when I'm up here, you hear my voice crack. Sometimes I outright cry. It's who I am. And I kept thinking, I'm too emotional. When someone's in the hospital and they're seriously ill or they're dying, they don't want a pastor sitting there who can't be comforting and who can't offer words of scripture to uplift them. They don't want a pastor who's sitting there bawling because she's so emotional. And so for years, I listened to Satan and I kept telling people, no, I'm not ready yet. I wouldn't be good at this. I'm good enough for here, but not to go out and do it. And one day when I spouted my reasons for not doing it, and I brought up the emotional part, the person I was talking to looked at me and said, that just means that you care. That when you speak and you're emotional, people can tell it's coming from your heart. Well, that was the angel on this side. It took a little more convincing, but one Sunday I was sitting in the pews and the minister, I was visiting another church, and the minister, during announcements, talked about the great need in our denomination for ministers. That we had become a church that was aging and that they really needed either ordained ministers or people who were willing to become licensed local pastors. And this little voice said, Deanna, you can do this. And I listened. I thought, yeah, I can. It took me probably a year and a half to go through the candidacy program just because of the time that I entered it. Randy was part of my journey there because he would be with the deacon. And you have to meet with the deacon during that time. It was not smooth sailing. Sometimes I'm a little bit on the radical side. I don't always like being pushed to follow rules. And we have to go through licensing school. Now, when I went, it was 2 weeks. We went 1 week in January and 1 week in February. And I believe now it's three weeks that you have to go. At the end of that time, you have to write a paper, and we had specific things that we had to write about. I waited a month to hear the results, and when I did, I cried. Not from joy that I had passed, but from the comments that were made. I was serving the church in Penobscot. I had been appointed as a supply pastor, and one of the ladies at that church is a retired deaconess, a diaconal minister. I took that paper to her and I said, "I'm done. Why would anybody want somebody that received the remarks that I did, even though they did recommend me as a licensed local pastor?" Bless Dot's heart. She read that paper and she said, "Deanna, you're missing. Here, they said, you had great potential. Here, they said that you gave a really uplifting sermon. Here, they said," and she's right, I had missed all of those. I had looked at the negatives. Again, I was being bound by Satan. The rest is kind of history. I was commissioned. I was officially a licensed local pastor in June of 2012. And I have not looked back. The reason I'm telling you my call story is because sometimes we let Satan bind us and hold us back. Should I have gone into the ministry earlier? Should I have flicked Satan off my shoulder and listened to my congregation and my family? I don't know. I believe that as with those in the Bible that God called, He called me when the time was right to serve. Maybe if I had gone earlier, I wouldn't have lasted. Something may have happened and I wouldn't have been able to deal with everything. I served in Penobscot for 7 years. And then I retired. Not because I was really tired of the ministry. I retired because I had 2 great-grandchildren and they needed somebody to be with them when their mother and father went to work. Somebody to get them on the bus and somebody during the summertime to take care of them. And I was being kind of pulled. But God was not finished with me. And that's why I'm here today. Because Randy, again, became part of my ministry when he called and said, "Deanna, can you fill in? Could you help maybe a Sunday a month?" Randy's Sunday a month has now developed into a Sunday a month at Millbridge also. I also fill in for any other minister that's going on vacation and would like to take a Sunday off. So God has not finished with me yet. But I would encourage any of you that may have felt the call of God to really look at what Satan is doing to bind you, to keep you from answering that call. And those of you in the congregation, if you know somebody who is wavering, who has a call, and I'm not talking about just a call to stand up here and preach, but a call to be part of the leadership of the church, a call to maybe somebody is wavering on whether or not they should become a member of the church or should be baptized. Encourage them. Be the support system that they need, because it is invaluable to that person. Amen. We have come to the time for the sharing of our joys and concerns. Do we have joys or concerns that we would like to lift this morning? Who has the microphone? Randy, yes, he'll be right with you.